We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, this is Weirdly. A lot of people have complained, hey, why did you stop streaming your show on Facebook? That's where I watched it every day.
Right.
I had to do that after they started harassing me about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember you mentioning that. Yeah.
Yeah. They were copyright violating me, claiming I was committing copyright violations on the show by playing copyrighted Russian and German music.
Okay.
You heard any of that on the show?
I've never heard any Russian or German music on your show.
They took my video down. I can still see it, but you can't see it. This went on for about 2 days.
Okay.
There were some really freaky parts to it that made me think it was more than just a confusing mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Like that on the day that it happened, I had my Amazon purchase history up of books that I bought, and they claimed that I played an audiobook on the show of a romance novel that I had read. I didn't do that. I have a mostly male audience. I wouldn't do that. And that I copyright violated there. When I challenged it, because you know you can challenge.
Right. Okay.
They said it would be a risk to me because they would have to report my copyright violations to the owners of the copyright. So I might have to deal with their lawyers. So best for me to basically just stop streaming my show. So I challenged it anyway. I'm like, I don't care. Bring on the lawyers.
Yeah.
I didn't do it. They even provide segments where it's like times. Here's where you violated. Here's where you played the Russian copyrighted music. Here's where you played the German copyrighted music. Here's where you played the audiobook. There's nothing there.
Right, because number one, you have a podcast of absolutely everything that you air on this program where you can go back and anyone can listen to it at any time. And you know, obviously, I don't hear every second of your show, but I've never heard you play.
Now, that would stick
anything
out.
Like that. Why would you even have play a portion of an audiobook of a romance novel? This is a news talk station, and you deal with news and issues every day, not romance novels.
I think they were trying to tell me that they can see what I have up on my computer. I think that's what they were trying to tell me.
Oh, okay.
I think that was the message. I was actually going through my book purchases because I needed the title of a book. I was talking about something else that I had read, and I couldn't remember the exact title. So I was going in the author. So I was pulling it up to see. It just happened to be up. I think they were letting me know they could see it.
Okay, yeah, that exactly.
They could see what I had up because that was on. I've bought like hundreds of books on between me and the kids on Amazon, and they just happened to pick that one, the one that was up. It was weird, right? Nothing was played. By the way, you can't play it from Amazon. It doesn't play. So it's not like I accidentally played it or what. It was like they were letting me know. And producer Tim thinks they chose Russian and German music basically to insinuate, i.e. Russian Nazis.
Yeah,
of that's
course.
What they always call us.
Yeah.
And that the Russian part was Russian disinformer. Right. They were sending me a message. So day three, I try to put my video up on Facebook. It won't take. It hasn't taken it since. It won't take the show. And that copyright dispute that I filed a challenge to, no response.
Of course
so I'm
not.
Blocked from running the show on Facebook right now. When did that happen? Gosh, now I'm reading NBC News almost exactly the time the FBI took back over censoring on social media. You know, they're doing that again.
There you go. It's, you know, it's interesting that they
want to. It's just weird, the timing.
It's interesting, too, that they want to put Russians and German Nazis together because you know what? The Russian communists and the German Nazis didn't get along. They fought each other.
They did.
So.
But anyway, headline, NBC News. They're very excited about this, by the way. FBI resumes outreach to social media companies over foreign propaganda. Okay, so I'm going to translate this for you so you can know. I'm going to read through the actual propaganda, which is from NBC News. Okay.
Well, that's all they do.
Yes. The FBI has resumed its efforts to share information with some American tech companies about foreign propaganda using their platforms after it ceased contact for more than half a year. Multiple people familiar with the matter told NBC News. The program, established disastrously, I would add, because I've talked about it many times, during the Trump administration, briefed tech giants like Microsoft, Google, Meta, Twitter, when the U.S. intelligence community found evidence of covert influence operations using their products to mislead Americans. Okay, we know what those were. Remember? It was the FBI misleading Americans, not foreigners. Remember that laptop? That is Russian disinformation. Don't talk about that. Take down the New York Post Twitter feed right away before anybody reads their true article about Hunter. That was the kind of crap they were slinging. And the FBI knew damn well that wasn't Russian propaganda, because at the time they did that, they already had the laptop in their possession for a year and a half, we'd later learn. They lied. They lied, and they used their influence to pressure Twitter to shut down the most important article of the entire 2020 election. Remember, because I had the poll last week, 20% of Biden voters said they wouldn't have voted for Biden had they known. And the FBI made sure they didn't know. So that's the kind of foreign influence operation that the FBI does. They lie. They lie, and they use the excuse of foreign influence to get accounts taken down. Remember, we would later learn from the Twitter files, they were just calling unpopular views that were unpopular within the FBI, views that made Democrats look bad. They were calling that foreign influence when it was really just conservative influencers saying what you would expect them to say about Democrats. They'd say, nah, but Russia likes that, so they have to be shut down. And they were even arguing, oh, it's unwitting. Republicans don't realize they're repeating Russian talking points. Well, no, they're just arguing the Democrat Party would be a bad deal for America. Yeah, the FBI doesn't like that. So when they say foreign influence, they're lying, okay? They're just flat out lying. That is them trying to intimidate these media companies into removing accounts. And they did it successfully. They removed tens of millions of posts, thousands of accounts, and silenced people who turned out to be right because it was inconvenient for the Democrats. So look, when the FBI comes to you, you know what that means. The FBI is speaking for the Democrat Party, okay? And the FBI is speaking for a Democrat Party that might have power in 2024 and might break you up, might regulate you out of existence, might do just about anything to you if you don't censor these Republicans who won't shut up. So there, I just translated the article. And they're back. They're doing it again because they think the Supreme Court's going to rule in their favor. And that's terrifying. That the Supreme Court's not going to issue an injunction on this. So
we were a free country once.
We were. And, you know, I was thinking about this morning. Getter did really well for a while. And now, I mean, it seems like there's like nobody on it anymore. The traffic is down to almost nothing because the Department of Injustice has arrested the owner of Getter.
So is Getter done?
Getter done. Yeah. So if Elon Musk wasn't doing this right now, I mean, you just watched Facebook say, hey, we're not going to put political stuff on Instagram, on Meta, you know, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Threads, which means that they'll allow it, but they're just severely limiting it. In my case, I can't even post it.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have the ability to have a debate in this country right now if it weren't for Elon Musk.
Yeah.
There would be nowhere I could go except maybe Telegram, or I can message you if you've signed up to get my messages. There would be nowhere I could go to communicate with you politically or have a debate. You know what the next shoe to drop is going to be? I'm going to do this story. I just haven't done it yet. Facebook announces across all these platforms, hey, we're not going to take political stuff. We're not going to allow political debate. But then we're going to find out, wait, look, they let the Democrats do it. That's coming next.
Well, and then the distinction is, what is political debate? If you have discussions about climate change or DEI or LGBTQ issues, that's a societal, discussion, I'm sure that will be said, even though those are directly attributable to political stances. Now, of course, if you want to talk about your religion, especially if you're a Christian and want to quote from the Bible, or if you're Jewish and want to speak about your faith, you know, that'll, I'm sure, be political.
Well, remember, we later would find out from the Twitter files, this was to me the most significant thing of the Twitter files, that the FBI was running around to the Washington Post and the New York Times and they were, and CNN, and they were flat out lying. They were saying, hey, there's bots on there. They're lying. The Russians are influencing with these Russian bots. We got to get rid of them. And we have the internal communications now, which Elon Musk released once he bought Twitter, and they showed there weren't any bots. Yeah. They were trying to find them because they were all good liberals, right? They were trying to find and silence the Russian bots. There were no Russian bots. And over time, this enraged the leaders of Twitter who were telling the FBI, stop it. Stop lying to the media. There's no Russian bot. We can't find the Russian. All we could find is some defunct Russian phishing accounts that aren't political. They're just, you know, scams. And they're not even active. And yet the FBI was going to the media as they are right now. I guarantee you they're lying again. They were lying in the past. As they are right now, going to the media and saying, oh, there's bots. Oh, no, so scary. They're going to influence the election. No one will vote for Joe. Now, those are just Republicans. They're not Russian bots. There's no Russian bots. I guarantee it. There's no way. If Russia didn't do this in 2022 or 2020, they're not doing it now. And if Russia did do it, they'd be trying to get Joe Biden elected because his energy policy is critical to their success. They can't fund their war without it. Just really, really frustrating to see the FBI get back into this. Lee, what gives them the right to think they can decide who gets to talk? Where is that in their mission statement?
Who needs rights when you've got the power, Tara?
I guess not. I guess we're just not going to have the power. Thank God. I say this every day. Thank God for Elon Musk. Yeah. Thank God for Elon Musk, because the light of the First Amendment, the light of freedom, and the light of free speech would have gone out by now if it weren't for him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Supreme Court says Joe Biden can't just wave his funny little wand and pay off people's student loans. So he did it anyway. So why wouldn't he think he could just give illegal immigrants amnesty? Because apparently that's exactly what he's considering. Why not? Can he do it? No. But I mean, you know, can he ban your gas-powered vehicle with executive order? No, not constitutionally, he can't. He's doing it anyway. Can he levy $14 billion worth of fines on the auto industry if they don't churn out a new vehicle fleet that is 70% EV? No, but he's doing it anyway. Can he mandate that vehicle dealerships offer that there must be 62% of, you know, what's for sale on the floor must be EVs by 2032? No, he can't do that. But he did it. Nobody stops him. That's why. And increasingly, he doesn't appear to be bound by things like even Supreme Court rulings. He just doesn't seem to care. That's part of our crumbling dual justice system. So, I mean, honestly, I don't know why he wouldn't try that. In fact, I've kind of been waiting for it. And he just write a little piece of paper, just take a little piece of paper and just write, I give amnesty to illegal immigrants. They're calling it a tailored amnesty. He's considering, according to Politico, this is a test. They're just throwing it out there to see what happens. Biden is actually considering going in the opposite direction of securing the border and granting amnesty to longtime illegal immigrants, handing out green cards to people who've been hidden inside the country for 10 years or more. Okay, just the logistics of that. If you know how our system works, there's only about 2,000 people who approve citizenship in this country. And they don't have the ability to detect document fraud, which is on purpose. They're called USCIS. So there's basically two buttons on their computers, one for approve and one for disapprove. There's not, hey, I think these documents look fake. So what this means is everybody who just got their little toe over the border, the Democrats know this, who just got their little toe over the border will say, oh, I've been here 10 years. Here's my utility bill. Here's my, I don't know, check. And there'll be fake documents purchased on the street in New York from people who sell those things. No one is going to be able to check. There's no forensics team checking this. It's going to be mass fraud. Although why you'd want to be a U.S. citizen, why you'd want U.S. citizenship instead of being an illegal at this point, I don't know. I think it's more advantageous to be an illegal because at least you don't owe the taxes. They're about to get Second Amendment rights, so what the heck, why not? And, you know, why would you do this? Well, if he wins the election, you talk about Katie bar the door. I mean, the border will be absolutely flooded. It'll be like, ringing the dinner bell. I mean, compared till now, it's going to be 20 million instead of 10 million in 3 years. Biden's administration, according to Politico, are weighing several ideas to take a tougher stance on the southern border crisis, they say. Well, what's the tougher stance? Amnesty. That's not a tougher stance. The administration could start doling out green cards to illegal immigrants who have stayed, who have long stayed inside the United States, thereby giving them amnesty to stay in the country. Wow. Okay, so this would be like what? I went back once in LexisNexis to see like when was the first time we saw the 11 million figure. It was actually 9 million illegal initially, and it was 1996. There were 9 million illegals here. And then that got adjusted upward to about 11 million. But I think there's probably closer to 50. Because that number didn't change. That 11 million figure is still being used. It's been used for 20 years now. So, I mean, there's way more than that. There have to be. Our own immigration border patrol tells us, again, we have about 1 million coming over every fiscal year right now. At least that's been going on for years. So I mean, it's got to be 20, 30, 40. I mean, it's got to be high. The plan, see, it's already a plan. The plan would grant migrants who've been in the country for more than 10 years access to the cancellation of the removal program, provided that they have relatives who would suffer if they were deported, which of course they all do. They all have American children. They just, yeah, you can see where this is going to go. Wow. The new program would create, this is hotair.com, an endurance test in the immigration system. If you can make it across the border, you just need to avoid ICE long enough to get a green card. Okay. Why do this? Because this is the final step. This is what they're doing. So why I called this a voter drive. You could see the last part of it. They got to amnesty these illegals to get them the all-important voter ID card. The all-important passport to vote for Democrats, of course, because they know at a 65% plus rate that Hispanic voters who have come up here from Central and South America will vote Democrat. And they know they green light an amnesty like this. It's lights out for us. It's good. This is going to be a blue country. South Carolina at best will be a purple state at best. Texas flips blue, total blue. Florida flips back to purple. North Carolina goes blue. We won't win a national election again. And they know it. Yeah, folks, if I were them, this is what I would do. You know what the test for this was? The test we failed? When they started using the Border One app to create a QR code that illegal immigrants could just show at a port of entry, like an airplane, like an airport, and just come across the border. They're still illegal immigrants. It's still breaking law. But they just made it up. This made up, here, have a QR code. Here, yeah, just walk through, let them in. Everybody working those ports of entry, those airports, works for who? Them, TSA. So TSA just says, hey, give it to me. Yeah, cool. Who are you? We don't know. Just lets you into the country. What do Republicans do? Well, a couple people did interviews complaining about it a little, but then they funded it. And we had a chance to defund it in this budget this weekend. We didn't defund it. To their credit, they tried, but they couldn't get the leadership to go along with government shutdown. So Democrats see that, right? They see, hey, we're already breaking the law. We're already breaking the law by flying them in. We're already breaking the law by giving them work papers when under federal law, that is illegal. You can do no such thing. They're not American citizens. They're just making up the work papers, by the way. There's no legal authorization. You just make it up. There's no legal authorization for it. Then they start giving them QR codes. Hey, let's fly 320,000 of them into the country. See what the Republicans say. They say nothing. They refuse to defund it. We tried to defund it. I'd go the next step if I were them. I'd just amnesty them all with a little handwritten note, because that's what an executive order is. I'd just amnesty them all, get them to the polls. That's what I do. Now, what's interesting about this is there's no time parameter on it. So I'm just wondering, is Joe Biden going to do this fake amnesty? Because this would be a fake amnesty. You can't do this. Congress has to vote, right? This has no force of law. But, I mean, why not? I mean, why not try, right? I mean, will the Republicans object? I don't know. They'll probably fund it, honestly. I just wonder what the timeline is. Would this be ahead of this election they'll give out the amnesty? Are they going to get them to the polls for this election? It seems almost a little late for that. Or is this going to be to make sure Democrats take control of Congress, you know, 2 years from now in 26? I don't know. But look, Republicans, the time to fight is that we have to fight now. We don't have the luxury of, hey, let's wait till 28. Time is running out, folks. This is a trial balloon. They're looking to see, will Republicans go along with it? They're pretty sure they will, but they're not 100% sure. They're just dipping their toe in. They just want to see. So we have now moved on to, hey, we used to think we had to abide by the law and pass amnesty for illegals through Congress, but now we're just going to skip that step and let Joe the dictator do whatever he wants. Because this is, folks, that, you know what, that is a dictatorship. That's what that is. That is a dictatorship where the president says, well, the law says this, but I will just go do this myself. Whew. You know what's so interesting? Biden's Department of Homeland Insecurity, where they insecure and unsecure the homeland and prepare for a terror attack, while simultaneously funding said terror attack by paying the Taliban. Yeah, $2.4 billion since Joe Biden essentially handed Afghanistan to them. So we went from fighting them to funding them. By the way, in a speech, the leader of the Taliban declared war on Western democracies. He didn't say what that entailed. That was few days ago. He didn't say what that would entail. Like, is he going to come here and blow us up or blow us up from afar? I don't know. But we're funding it. $2.4 billion to the enemy because he probably couldn't afford to destroy us without our help. And it's only fair. Folks, if you were in a Walmart parking lot and you're just going about your business and you're, you know, packing your groceries in your car and somebody walked up and just cold cocked you, bam, right in the face, hit you good. Would you be like, oh, hey, can I buy your groceries? Do you need anything? You want $50? Here, have $50. And he hits you again. Oh, okay, 50 more. That'll be fine. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and fund you to beat me to a bloody pulp. Because that's the Biden administration foreign policy as it regards the Taliban right now. Unbelievable. Article in the UK Daily Mail. The headline on it is the Taliban announcing they intend to go back to stoning women to death for adultery in their sports stadiums. But the same address in which they announced that, they also announced war on the West. This is a religious war for them, but then it's always been. $2.4 billion. $2.4 billion we have snuck them since Joe Biden handed over Afghanistan to the enemy at the expense of the 13 dead Marines and soldiers.
There's this report from a government watchdog group that found that aid money going to Afghanistan through the UN, most of that, of course, is U.S. taxpayer dollars. Some of it is going to humanitarian causes, but a lot of it is making its way into the Afghanistan Central Bank, which is run by the Taliban. So that means that U.S. taxpayer dollars, our hard-earned money, is now being used to support a terrorist organization. The State Department released a statement, said that this is unacceptable, but there, nowhere in that statement was there any announcement of a plan on how to stop this.
So yeah, because they don't intend to stop. They don't intend to stop it. No, it's the plan. It's absolutely the plan. So, funding our enemies. Meanwhile, I'm getting a kick out of this Diddy raid. Yeah, Sean Combs, Sean P. Combs, or P. Diddy, or just Diddy, or whatever. Anyway, yeah, I'm really amused by the whole thing. Because the really funny thing about Diddy is that what he's being read for, he did exactly what, or similar things to, Hunter Biden has done. Like, take this headline right here. This is UK Daily Mail, too. Diddy's drug mule arrested at Miami airport. At the same time, rapper sons were put in cuffs during raids of his mansion. Brendan Paul, 25, was arrested at Opa-locka Airport at 4:30 on Monday. He is accused in a lawsuit of procuring drugs for Diddy and associates. So I just was wondering, when are we going to arrest Hunter Biden's drug mule? When is that? See, because Hunter Biden's drug mule is kind of an important person. Because remember, as we read in the UK Daily Mail, and we heard the audio recordings, Hunter was using Russians for his prostitutes and his drug mules. And at one point, he actually recorded himself saying to a prostitute he believed the Russians had stolen his other laptop. Not the one you know about. A different one. And that the Russians had that laptop, and that they would probably be able to blackmail the Bidens with the laptop. Which was not really newsworthy here in America. Nobody cares how many Russians Hunter hangs out with. They do care, though, if Jeff Sessions touches a Russian in a greeting line when he is our prosecutor. They do care about that. Then he has to recuse himself because he touched a Russian he didn't know one time in a greeting line. A perfectly legitimate Russian, by the way, who is legally here and not committing any crime that we know of. So Hunter Biden, there's a lot of good reasons to pick up his prostitutes and his drug mules since they're Russian. And apparently, according to him, in his own recording on the other laptop, he admits, yeah, there's compromise on that laptop and they stole it. So they could totally blackmail us. And the FBI is like, cool, bud, go have some fun. Here's some more crack. And yeah, so I'm just wondering if we're going to go to the trouble, if Joe Biden's law enforcement agency, the Department of Homeland Insecurity and Unsecurity, is going to take the trouble to arrest Diddy's drug mule, which I'm fine with, whatever. Why don't they pick up Hunter Biden's? Why don't they pick up Hunter Biden's? I don't know. I asked yesterday, when will the sex trafficking raid on Hunter Biden's home occur? I'm wondering about that too. Since Hunter Biden did that as well. Again, you can read about it in the UK Daily Mail. He was running money through his own companies, shell companies, and Chinese-controlled shell companies. So they were helping him launder it in order to bring Russian and Ukrainian prostitutes into the country for his own use and for the use of other members of the Biden family. So I'm just wondering, you know, if Biden is going to raid Diddy's mansions, it's only fair that the Biden mansion be raided as well. I mean, don't you think? I mean, I think it's only fair. It's just amusing as heck to me that Joe Biden is raiding Diddy for what Hunter did. And, you know, just got to ask the question, why is it okay for Hunter to do it, though, but not okay for Diddy? Look, I don't feel bad for Diddy. I don't care. He's a nasty piece of work, always has been. He has been sued multiple times in civil court for abusing women in a way that looks a lot like sex trafficking. I'm just saying, if Diddy gets raided for doing what Hunter Biden did, trafficking women for sex, then why can we not can we not raid Hunter Biden's home and arrest his drug mule or mules? Anybody know where they are? I mean, I don't know. It seems like a critical national security situation. Okay. We'll be right back. I apologize. I know we are down again. We are really struggling with an internet issue, trying to figure out what is going on in this whole, it's a whole building. We're on it. We're trying to figure it out. So if you're on any kind of stream right now and you've come over to the terrestrial radio, again, I apologize for that. We are going to do our best to get this thing up and working again. And I know we're working on it right now. I'm as frustrated as you are. But again, my apologies. Want to let you know that we do know that it's a problem and we don't normally have this problem. So I expect that we will have it resolved. So in other words, please come back for the great radio that you enjoy. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, Terry, you can't arrest the king's son. Another texter writes, you've got to admit, Terry, that Ukrainian hookers are a lot prettier than American hookers. LOL. I don't have to admit that. I don't actually know, but thank you for chiming in this morning. Texter writes, hey, Tara, don't forget these illegals are probably learning to fly planes. Some of them wouldn't surprise me. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, green card holders can't vote in our elections. My wife is green card holder since I legally brought her and her children here in 2016. We are now in the process of filling form N-400 for her to become a U.S. citizen. And one of the questions asked is, have you ever voted in our election? Yes, that's why I said it would be hard to get them voting before this election. I didn't think they would. But I said before 26, I think that's entirely doable. I think that's why you get them the green cards now so you can have them on the voter rolls by 26. By the way, if you're just tuning in, you're wondering, what am I talking about? Joe Biden, having gotten away with every illegal thing he's ever done, many of which the Republicans are currently funding, like the illegal flights of the illegals into the interior of the country. Used to be coyotes would do that, and they'd go to prison when they got caught. But now Joe Biden and the Border Patrol do it. Joe Biden has announced that he is considering an executive amnesty. And why not? No, no, no. If he can ban gas-powered vehicles, because that's what he's done, if he can ban gas-powered vehicles executively, if he can double the cost of gas-powered vehicles executively with a flick of his pen, why can't he just amnesty whoever he wants? I mean, honestly, after that, why not just send people to the camps? No, no, really. I mean, just go ahead and write an executive order, send people to the camps, suspend the First Amendment, declare war on, I don't know, pick somebody, Canada. That sounds good. Do whatever you want. The media doesn't bat an eye. None of these stories even point out he can't do that. But he can't do it any more than he can provide, you know, student loan relief. Can't do it any more than he could just wipe away your student loan. I mean, the Supreme Court ruled, but you can't do that. He's like, okay, we'll write the executive order different and do it anyway. And he gaffed off the Supreme Court ruling. Folks, Republicans had almost nothing to say about that. They're funding a lot of his illegal border programs, and those programs are illegal. So why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you just go amnesty? Allegedly, it's going to be for people who've been in the country 10 years or more. I don't know why you wouldn't do it. You go do whatever you want. At that point, by the way, you're a dictator. Texter writes, hey, Tara, you can't arrest the king's son, talking about Hunter. Texter writes, Tara, they raided Diddy to clean up ties to Hunter. Well, I don't know that. But, I mean, who knows? They sure are investing a lot of resources here. Which is fine if he did it, but come on, let's not pretend that Hunter didn't do all the same things. Texter writes, Tara, well said, we would fully cooperate with DHS and a raid. All we need is 3 days' notice before serving the warrant. We are happy to comply with all laws. Signed, Hunter Biden. Yeah, okay. Texter writes, Tara, ask me who... Tara, Trump asked me who he should pick for a VP running mate. Oh, was that a fundraising text? What'd you tell him? Yeah, by the way, Ronna Romney McDaniel, this is hilarious. Like, I don't think these people at MSNBC are too bright. They pushed her out, right? She's going to be a commentator for them. Well, they've had to fire her after a week of just the barrage of, we can't have a milquetoast moderate Republican on here she's too radical, right? So she's pushed out by Rachel Maddow and Joy Reid and all the lunatics on MSNBC. And I'm like, oh, thank God. No, there's only one reason they hire you at MSNBC. To trash the Republican Party. To trash Trump. That's why she was so valuable to the suits at MSNBC. Who knew what they were doing? They hired her to trash Trump. She is his hand-picked RNC chair who has led us through defeat after defeat after defeat. She sold out for 30 pieces of silver, in other words. She was going to trash the Republicans all day and all night, and I was going to have to watch her fat face as she did it. And they should have left her on. They should have put her on. They should have left her on the network. You know how powerful that would have been? Recent head of the GOP telling you how much the GOP and Trump suck because they don't pay you for anything else on that network. I'm glad they got rid of her. Very short-sighted, but I'm glad. Yeah, have somebody with less credibility do it. Not the most recent chair. So anyway, apparently they've libeled her several times and lied about her as they were slamming her. And so now she's got a legal team and she's suing them for libel. So she may bankrupt them on her way out the door, which would actually be a service. So I'm kind of excited about the whole thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.